everyone, and welcome to Girl Talk, brought to you by Julie Lan. So I am here with my very beautiful and awesome co-host, Serena Blair.
Hello.
Hello. And we were just in the bathroom putting some lipstick on for you guys. So today's topic is one of our favorites.
Beauty. Or least favorite, as the case may be.
I think we love and hate it. So it's about beauty.
Speak for yourself.
How much being a girl sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Well, it's good and bad.
Well, yes. And there's also a difference between how girly you want to be. If I wasn't modeling, I would probably look like shit most of the time.
But I was just to say here, let's focus on all the bad things about being a girl, because we know the good things about being a girl. I think there's something.
There's,
I think
a few there,
there's like yeah. one thing, I think.
Cricket
yeah.
sounds.
Yeah, like one thing. So let's, today's topic is all soft about the bad skin. Things.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. Yeah. But you have to put a lot of lotion on to get soft skin.
Okay, so let's talk about all the really, girls tell me, what are the bad things about being a girl? I can tell you like 100.
All the maintenance, just is fucking it, like every day.
What do you hate most?
I hate getting my nails done the most.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I've seen you post that once or twice.
I love when they're done.
But you have cute little hands and cute little nails.
Yeah, but going to get them done is like this 2-hour process of staring at a wall while people are speaking another language and laughing in the background. And you can't get your phone because there's one person holding each of your hands right. and is like, don't move! Because
you can't touch anything.
And so you're just like, okay, I'm going to my happy place now. In the 2 hours, I will be done.
Can't you put music
close
on?
Close your
something?
Eyes.
Yeah, but then they want it, then they'll try to keep trying to talk to you.
They ask you questions. Because I've thought about
you
that.
You have boyfriend?
I thought about like just listening.
No.
But then you go, and then you have to take your earbuds in and out because they keep asking you questions.
All right.
It's like going to the dentist when the dentist keeps talking to you.
Yeah.
And they've got shit in your mouth. And you're like,
at least
you really want me to have a conversation with you right now.
At least you get nitrous when you go to the dentist.
You do.
So nails are tough to do. What else is bad? Nikki?
I would say putting makeup on every day. Only if you have
to go
out.
You're like the only
out.
Girl I know that puts makeup on every day.
Well, good.
So that's your own fault. You don't have to.
Oh, I thought that you did.
No, you don't, right?
I only put it on
when you have to.
Unless I have to.
Yeah.
Okay, then putting it on when you have to is a hassle. Because
you're the only girl I know that wears makeup every day.
I don't wear it every day.
Yes, you do. Every time I see you. Unless you're getting dolled up for me, which is nice. I appreciate that.
Aww.
Okay, I am. Let's go with that. I think that sounds better.
What's another bad thing? I want to know what the bad things about being a girl, because I have a list like pages long of what's bad to be a girl.
For me, one of the funny things is my hair, just because I have so much of it, and I'm really picky about who touches my hair. I've had the same stylist since I was 14.
No way.
Way. Whoa. And only two other people have cut my hair since then, or in that time, and both times it was an absolute disaster. And so now, like, I just saw my stylist yesterday, and I was like, you realize you're my hair's only saving grace, because, like, I barely even brush it every day. And she's just like,
you have to find a good person.
But when you trim it, what do? You take, like, an inch or two off,
she
and that's it?
She took off 5 inches this last time, because I am so anal that I will wait 6 months.
Okay.
To have my hair cut, just so I can get it cut by her when I'm down in LA.
See, if you find a good person, you have to stick with them.
I found mine. It's called Supercuts.
Supercuts is the best. But do you know, I think it's either Kevin or Bean has gone to all 50 states to get a haircut.
Why?
It's one of them.
I like
it's
that.
Like a fun fact. That's, I don't know why, just for the fun of it.
Just for his resume.
But I
being able to
awesome.
Say that. It's like the whole thing, like being able to say, like, how many states have you fucked in?
Yeah.
It's like,
I need to write a resume like that one of these days, like the weird shit.
And then when you start, you have to do all 50.
Oh, totally.
Because you can't stop halfway.
I think I have fucked in every state that I've been in.
How many have you been in?
I don't know. I have to count, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Of the continuous United States.
Yeah, a lot of them. So what else is bad about being... What about, like, do you enjoy being on the rag?
No. Hey, I call it my lady time.
Your lady.
It's more classy.
Do you enjoy the lady time?
I call it Shark Week.
Dun, dun.
Have you ever seen that meme dun, dun. Where it shows the comparison between a picture of a uterus and ovaries and a picture of a shark's brain, and they look pretty much the same?
Oh, that's scary. I think I've seen that.
That's scary.
So, yeah.
Are you guys...
But, well, I mean, do guys like when girls are having their lady time?
Usually I just avoid them.
You're so sensitive about it. I know. I love
She's
it.
A girl,
or when
girl.
An aunt Flo comes in and she knocks on your door.
I just call it the rag. So do you guys get really emotional during this time?
Only for like a day.
Yeah. For me. Maybe a day, 2 days tops. But I can tell like 2 days before, like clockwork, like you'll watch commercials and you'll bawl your eyes out. And you go, that's
really? Like a,
I do. Is that just me?
Yes, it's just you.
I just get really angry for a day.
So I got a question. Do you guys remember when you got your first one?
Yes.
Is there a story behind
it? I do.
Come on, tell the stories.
It's not a good story. I just like, I came home one day after a friend's house and I looked at my underwear and I was like, oh, gross.
And you're like, Mom, what is this?
Oh, crap.
Did you know what it was?
Yeah, and then she gave me this gigantic maxi pad that was like 5 inches thick. And I was waddling around the house and my sister looks at me and she's like, oh, no. What did Mom do to you?
Did she give you a pad because she said, well, don't use tampons, you get toxic shock? That's what my mom said.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my mom never said that to me, but she definitely discouraged the tampon use. And I did have people tell me, like, it would take my virginity if I used a tampon or
something.
I think
a lot of parents are like, oh,
really?
Don't use
I never heard that
dad.
Before.
I know, yeah.
I never heard that
she
one.
She told me I would get toxic shock and die.
I just hated it when my mom made me go to the store and buy tampons. And she did that more than a few times. I'm like, you know, 10, 11 years old. Oh. Go walk to the store. Go buy some tampons. And you're like, and you have to go to the store and I got to get the purple box.
But you look like
that's awful.
Like, ah!
You like look like worst. A caring guy though. Like, oh, look at him.
No, like an idiot boy who's buying tampons
He's
for his mom.
Are these the condoms?
Exactly. I'm not embarrassed buying condoms, but buying tampons.
Did you ask
tampons,
what aisle they were in?
No, I knew where they were. I knew where they were. I
what
knew.
Aisle are the lady products
Went
in?
To the store called Food Bowl that we had to buy them in. Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Food Bowl.
Yeah. So you remember your first time though, Nikki?
I remember. I
It was last week, right?
2 weeks ago. Thank you. I'm past it now.
Okay.
But I do remember like when I started spotting for the first time, I think I was in dance class and I bent over. You always wear black leggings. Thank God. Although sometimes you wear white tights to ballet class.
Yeah.
But I remember bending over and this girl taps me on the shoulder and she goes, she said, I knew it. I was so embarrassed, but she whispered in my ear, she's like, I think you should go to the bathroom. And she like gave me a wink. And then when a girl winks at another girl, it's like, oh, I got you, girl. Yeah. I know. So I ran in the bathroom and I spotted a little bit.
Girls don't wink at me.
I get winked at a lot.
You hear that, ladies? Wink at Serena a little more often.
From I now guess on. It's probably because I don't wear makeup that often.
Exactly.
Or maybe they do and you don't notice.
Yeah, maybe it's...
But that's what I remember about the first time. Like, if it happens in public and you get crazy embarrassed. I do remember that very vividly.
So...
And I was a late bloomer, too.
You guys have on the list here...
I was an early bloomer.
You have on
I
the,
was the
really?
First kid to wear a bra in my class.
I was just going
to,
you have on the list here. I was going to bring up bras. What, yeah. What is the, what?
Yeah, we were talking about bras.
Transition right there. I was in fourth or fifth grade and I had to start wearing a bra because for some reason I had boobs before everybody else.
Really?
It was, and I remember like at one point I like was leaning over a table in front of one of the little boys and like my bra strap fell down. And it was like the first time he had ever seen a bra strap, you know, because none of the other girls were wearing them. And I just remember
his
face
dropped.
Like turned like bright red to purple.
Oh, poor kid.
I would have gotten a boner so fast.
He probably did. I couldn't tell because he was in front of a desk.
His head exploded.
It almost exploded. And I was humiliated. I was like, he saw my underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No.
You girls are both natural boobs. Do you ever think about getting boob jobs?
No.
I have. I'll admit it. Because I was a late bloomer. I was the opposite of Serena.
Well, you just had your period 2 weeks ago, so I'm assuming you just got boobs three days later.
They started growing last week. I'm so excited. I'm still an A cup, though.
Okay.
God damn it.
I keep putting Miracle-Gro on them every day. And
exactly.
Do you remember there was an infomercial for a Blue Sonnet? those pills that you could take. It said that it would make your boobs bigger.
Never heard that one.
I think I was in high school when it came out.
And
it
you
was
bought a, them?
No, but I thought about it because I was flat chested and I go, I was probably 16 and I was so gullible and naive that I thought maybe they would work. And like I asked some friends and they said, that's stupid. It doesn't work. But I thought that it did because I was flat chested until I developed a little bit, but I still have an A cup.
Yeah. When did you first start developing?
Probably towards the end of high school.
Were you happy? Were you like, oh my God?
I was happy because I was stick girl for a long time. And, you know.
My ex-girlfriend was like that. She was like
people,
stick girl.
People get teased for different things. Yeah. Like if you're stick girl, people tease you.
Yeah.
If you're whatever, people tease you.
People tease you for anything for they can find.
Who cares?
Small fry. Yeah.
So when they grew a little bit, I was so excited. I said, I need something.
Yeah.
it's like an ironing board.
Yeah.
I get to wear a bra now.
Yay. And I grew a bush. Yay.
All right. Oh, yeah. No, I shaved that as soon as I
That's why you keep it.
Did you really? Did you, like, were you
that,
very
that may
aware?
Have been partly been because I was the only kid with a bush at the time. Like, my other girlfriends were like, oh, I've got, like, 3 pubic hairs.
Oh.
And I'm like,
so,
I have an entire forest.
Do you remember the first time you guys went to gym class where you had to get naked, dress and undress in front of a bunch of other girls? Because, you know, you grew up as a kid. You always
That never happened to me.
You never went to gym
class? Well, I mean, when I was younger, but then I wasn't self-conscious. It never happened
beyond
that.
Middle school?
Yeah, beyond middle school. Because I didn't go to high school.
I went to public high school, and they got rid of most of the PE classes when I was a senior.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now they've cut a lot of them, but we didn't. We had locker rooms. You could change in the bathroom. You didn't have to have to shower with anybody with out in the open. So it's totally different now.
That's what we had. You had to, like, strip, group activities, get naked, shower naked with everybody. And some boys every once in a while would not take their underwear off to shower.
Although maybe girls would be.
Or they would wear a swimsuit or something.
Girls might be a little less self-conscious.
Yeah. Do you remember, since you're both little perverts, do you remember seeing another girl's boobs and going, getting all, like, aroused? I know you, Serena. Like, you're, like, lighting up.
Yeah.
When was that first time? Fourth grade.
I don't know. It was early.
No, it was really early. And I think for a long time I didn't realize why I liked girls so much.
Right.
I had best friends where I was like, we need to spend all the time together. And I'm, like, really obsessed with you and I'm going to make you my best friend. And
right. And
they're just, you know, it seemed innocent enough until I started, like, you know, noticing myself really checking them out, or like we'd be in situations where we were changing clothes or something. And I'm, like, trying to sneak a peek while she's, like, trying to delicately take off her bra without anybody seeing. And I'm just like,
curious.
Oh, nipples.
Do you think some of it is curiosity?
Yeah.
About
she's just a perv.
Like
I'm just a perv. Like
another
girl's
body.
I love other girls' bodies. I just...
You're a perv.
What do you love most about them? The best body part of a girl.
I, like, literally right now in my head, I'm just going up and down the female body going,
The hair, the eyes.
I like it all.
The ears. The stomach.
I love... boobs, I love nipples, shoulders. I love hips, I love hip bones, I love collarbones, arms, lips,
calves,
pussy. Who doesn't love pussy?
Who doesn't love pussy?
Everybody loves pussy, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Straight people, straight women?
People.
Everybody.
People,
if you don't love pussy, you're not. It's not that you're not. You're just,
not even human.
Yeah, you're just an idiot.
Robots.
Yeah.
You're useless.
So what's the worst thing about being a girl? You guys are so
Nothing. It's good. Well, I think it's really fun to be a girl though.
Do you ever think about being a guy?
I do.
All the time.
Yeah. I know I've said on different occasions, but I if I could be a guy for a day, I would do it 100% because I'm super curious.
I had a very vivid dream once where I had a penis, like, in the dream, like, I could feel all the parts of my penis, and it's, like, still, like, I still remember that just because it was so vivid.
Because you have it every night.
Yeah, I have it every night. No, and
would you really be a guy for a day?
I absolutely would. Like, I...
What's the first thing you would do?
I would fuck someone.
But wouldn't you first, like, masturbate first? No, I would... Maybe?
I'd masturbate in the morning. Right after breakfast.
right after Cheerios?
I would be like that little kid that's like, Cheerios. What's happening down here? And I'd just like start exploring. But
yeah.
Wow, interesting.
But I'm crazy curious about masturbating the most.
Yeah.
Because guys talk about it so much. It's such a high volume that I'm curious. Because I don't masturbate almost every day, but not I don't have the need to do it every day.
Right.
But I know guys
You just
do
it because it's nothing else to do.
I do it for sleepy time. Exactly. It makes me very relaxed.
You need to do it more often.
I guess I should. But I have a tip. If you have small boobs, which yay, I do, and you don't want to wear a bra, you put mailing tape on your boobies and cover your nipples.
Why?
And you never have to wear a bra. Well, you know.
Mailing tape?
The brown tape.
The brown tape.
So this is because it peels off easily.
So this is apparently a thing with girls who have actual nipples that come out of their bodies.
Not inverted ones?
Yeah. Mine are inverted, so like I've never had a problem with like my nipples sticking through my shirt.
Really, I'm out of tape.
I gotta go buy some more.
Like, I don't
know. You
need
to get me some tape.
That one would hurt. Someone asking me once. She's like, oh, are you cold? Like I said, I was cold. And she was like, oh, are your nipples showing? And I'm like,
No.
That's not possible.
They don't do that.
Oh, mine are eraser heads, so if I don't wear a bra and I go out in public.
I like that, although though. Maybe like, I admire, should. Like, really strong nipples in girls just because I don't have them.
But I always laugh about this issue about the nipple is that I always tell people, like, we're human beings. Everybody has them. I have them. Males, females. So why is there this issue with nipples?
My dog has 9.
Yeah, but it's like this weird thing where people, it's like, it's just a nipple.
It's nature.
Like, it's just a nipple. Mm-hmm. And they're really unattractive when after you have kids and you realize your boobs, as beautiful as they are, they're just there to feed. They're more functional than sexy. So it's like people like get hung up on tits and nipples. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like this whole blocked, free the nipple. Like you can show out the whole boob except the nipple. Why do people have issues with nipples?
Right. Yeah. And it's that the breast tissue is the part that's different from the male. And that's the part that you're showing. Right.
Right.
Like the side boob. And it's so backwards.
I know.
It's so backwards.
I have nipples. Everybody has nipples. So it's like, what's the deal with the nipples? Why as a society are we all, and they're just nipples on top
nipple
of a
crazy.
Bump of fat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, it just blows my mind. It just blows
bump
my
fat.
Mind.
Let's bump our fats together.
Bump of fat. So is being a girl high maintenance? You said it's like a lot of work, right?
It is. I mean, it depends on what you're doing too. Like yeah. I like I said, if I wasn't modeling, I wouldn't do all the things that I do to look the way I do.
How long does it take you to get makeup on before you perform?
For me, it's a really painful process because I'm horrible at it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll start, like if you've ever seen the YouTube video of the guy trying to put on his eyeliner.
No.
And he starts like crying. And at the end, he's just like, I'm just going to put on mascara and pray for the best. That's how I feel every time
That's
I put
how
on
girls
makeup.
Feel.
I don't know about the rest of you, but it is like, I just get to the end
know.
And I'm like,
I don't know.
Fuck.
Would you?
Fuck, I don't know. There's paint on my face.
Would you rather have someone else do your makeup
yes.
or do your own?
Yes.
Someone else do it?
I love having someone else
me
do
it. Me too. Because it's nice. You feel like you get pampered a little bit.
Well, and they do a much better job.
They do really good.
Because they're professionals.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they
That's
contour
right.
everything. So, yeah. And we were also talking about our favorite store in the world, Sephora.
Do you like, oh God, that place is crazy. I've gone in there many of times with girls. It's crazy. It's like going to a candy store for
it's
me.
It's makeup heaven.
Yeah. Like I go to a candy store. I go crazy. I just buy everything even though I can't eat it all.
Right.
I just find it really overwhelming.
It's just so much, right?
I think they have so many brands. Like if you go to MAC, it's all MAC.
Right.
So it's very specific. It's just that. You know what you're getting. It's a smaller store.
But I love when it comes to women and makeup though, whether you like putting it on or not, you still like to get it though. You still like to shop for it. You still like to have it.
Oh yeah.
Years ago, I used to shoot for a makeup company and used to give me free makeup, and I've never seen women get so excited. Oh, if I came to the office and said, "Hey, here's some free lipstick," they just thought I was giving them $1 million.
Well, that shit's expensive.
Yeah, but they would just be like, "Free makeup!" And my last time I worked for this company, they said, "Go into the closet, you know, their storage closet. Mm-hmm. Take whatever you want. I got a box.
Oh my God,
this big.
That's amazing.
Filled it with everything.
Chick magnet.
Yeah, I went to my agency had all women in it. It was like 10 women working in this office. I brought up the whole box and just went in the conference room and poured it on the table. And these women lost it.
And they screamed like...
Just went crazy. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I ever spend less than $100 every time I go to Sephora for like two items.
Yeah. I know. Last time I bought eye cream. What's the brand? Sunday Riley. It's like $100. Yeah. But it's really good. But I've bought so much stuff at Sephora that I have a red VIB card.
I have one of those too.
With rewards that I haven't used yet, but I could probably buy a lot of stuff online.
I have like 1,000 points now because I never want their little stupid samples.
I never get
them.
I
just save my
points. I've gotten it. I have 7,000 points that I've accumulated.
Like, can I just have a full size bottle now? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's only selected things that you can get with the rewards, which is why I never get it because I only buy the same stuff.
Wow. So, the thing I think for being good about being a woman is lingerie. You guys gotta love lingerie.
Lace.
Anything, just lingerie.
I don't wear underwear unless I
have to. Maybe just a little bit.
It's not a big deal to you?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
The sex is the best part, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Have it your way.
Like Burger King.
Huh? Oh. You meat eaters.
Does Burger King have it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to these things. So.
You were right. You were right.
We're paying too much attention to the mirror putting our makeup on. So, well, we love and hate being a girl, but there's a lot of good things too.
It's a lot of work, just put it that way.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And you can follow all of our antics on the web. Serena, where can we find you?
I am on Twitter at SexySerenaB and Instagram as well under the same handle. And you can also check out my website, serenablair.com.
Hey. You can find me on iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. And Dick, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We'll see you guys next time.